This is Capital Access, your on-ramp for news and insight from the Capitol. I'm Kelly Connolly. A bill that aims to secure state health care funding passed out of the Senate Finance Committee yesterday. The measure would create the Hospital Stabilization Fund, which would utilize some hospital profits to draw down more federal dollars to help with uninsured patients. Representative Walt Leger presented the bill, sponsored by Speaker Chuck Cleckley.
It has benefits both for those providers, but also has benefits for businesses and individuals who are paying health insurance premiums because more money in the system allows for the recoupment of those funds through enhanced reimbursement rates as opposed to increasing the cost of service to the others that carry insurance.
The bill will head to the Senate floor next. Though this vote acknowledged that the healthcare system in Louisiana is in a bit of trouble, lawmakers again turned down a plan to accept the federal Medicaid expansion, an optional program that's part of the Affordable Care Act. The expansion would insure those that make up to 138% of the federal poverty line under Medicaid. The Policy Committee of the House Republican delegation announced yesterday it would support a measure that would effectively nullify the ACA in Louisiana. According to the bill's author, Representative Paul Hollis, it would affirm the right of individuals and health care providers to make their own decisions about their participation in health care plans without penalty or coercion by the federal government. Of course, the bill disregards the article of the U.S. Constitution, which states that federal laws overrule state laws. The bill comes up on the House floor this afternoon. Kelly Connolly, WRKF News.